paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
What are you guys laughing at?
We were reminiscing about the break we did earlier. It's the bare minimum versus Prince treatment. Because we did bare minimum versus princess treatment yesterday. Ask you and Mikey questions about, like, you know, treating a woman. Is this bare minimum or is this princess? And if you got it wrong, you got squirted in the face with a water sprayer.
Yeah, please emphasize what you got squirted with.
Yes, with a water sprayer.
And on the cliffhanger.
Yeah, you got squirted in the face. That was too long of a dramatic pause. I apologize. Words are hard today.
They are.
But Mikey and I were sitting here talking about some of the questions, which was, if you give your man the croutons off of your salad, is it bare minimum or Prince treatment? And he and I are sitting here and I'm like, you know, it's so funny that it's such a random thing for you to come up with. And I'm like, I literally give my son, my 4-year-old, my croutons because he calls them tiny toast and he loves them. And I go, and I also clean the pee dribble off of the toilet from him. And Mikey just looked at me and goes, adopt me. I'm like, you would fit right in.
It sounds nice. It's a good life.
All right. For Gen X versus Gen Z trivia.
We're still doing this?
Yeah, we're still doing it. All right. What's the rule? When are we going to stop doing this?
When we're up by two.
When you and I are winning by two. Okay.
And you guys are losing by how many?
Three. Right now. It is Gen X 11. It is Gen Z 8. But now, Kristen, I am entering the phase where we got to start getting in their heads a little bit before we play.
Okay.
Oh, God. Another thing that was crazy about Generation X. I don't even know if you can talk about this anymore. But we did this thing. It is so weird. Okay. It was called critical thinking. And it's so crazy. So basically, what you would do, this is like in the old days, you would listen to both sides of a story or a topic or an issue, and then you would make your own, this is crazy, you'd make your own opinion that would then guide you through life.
Psychological warfare now, okay?
That's Natasha Leggero. I absolutely love her. I have a short Natasha Leggero story. Can I share it real quick?
Of course.
All right, so back on the previous morning show I was on in North Carolina, we had comedians come in every week, right, who were performing at the local comedy place. And she came in. Of course, it's super early in the morning, whatever. And she rolled in just very casual, comfortable, no makeup or anything. The host of the show had the audacity to comment on her appearance and the fact that she came in with no makeup, anything like that. Dude, it was so uncomfortable. She's like, are you really criticizing my appearance right now?
Because I didn't care.
Oh,
that dude did not care about anything.
Not at all. It was so, like, she handled it like a true pro, which made me love her even more. Because she, and if you could have, like, actually heard the commentary, she had every right to stand up and walk out of that studio. Because it was just so disrespectful. But she gave it as good as she as she got it. And I love her for it.
Gen X versus Gen Z trivia.
All right.
Yeah.
We got rid of that bad music.
Even though you're trying to get in our heads, this is not a game of opinions and critical thinking. This is a game about facts.
Facts.
And I'll tell you what's been deflating is that I spend most of my day online reading about things I don't necessarily care that much about anymore. And that really is like young pop culture. The Sydney Sweeneys of the world. The Zendayas of the world. And, you know, the Love Island, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought when we started this thing, this is what I do for a living. I am cool.
If you have to say it, you ain't it.
I ain't it.
We're, you guys have an advantage here because you were living through the time. Yeah. We never existed in this time. You're and right. I've been trying to research it. I can't retain a single piece of information. All I can think of is the Andy Griffith Show, so I'm praying there's an Andy Griffith fact.
And that's even before us.
That's the 60s.
Not only are you living through it, but we talk about it every day on the show.
That's why we should be retaining it.
And we should be winning. So yeah, Gen Z, y'all are up with 11. We have 8. And the game is not going to end until Gen X is up by 2.
I'm going to be in a nursing home before you guys win.
I am sincerely dying before this game is over.
All right.
I will
be
in a coffin.
Let's go, Tommy. Which generation is kicking it off?
The losers. Gen X.
All right.
The 7-season hit CW TV series has characters based off the OG Archie comics. What's the name of the show?
We got this one, right? Mm-hmm. We got this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know it?
Well, yeah, because Jughead's in it.
Yeah, so you know it?
Mm-hmm.
The name of it? What's
yeah,
it?
it's the Archie show.
I know this one. Hold on.
Oh, my God. If Cassie was here right now, she'd be so mad at us.
Wait, I know this one.
Did it have one of the Sprouse brothers in it?
What's coming to the top of your mind? We're getting this one.
Okay, we're getting it. All right, the Archie comic.
It's not Gilmore Girls.
No.
People are... screaming on the radio.
This one's so obvious. Hold, please.
Okay. Hey, what's that called whenever you just keep on letting time pass to try to burn up the segment?
Filibuster.
They're filibustering.
I thought that was called stalling.
They're stalling, they're filibustering, they're doing it all.
We're not getting this one wrong. We're not getting this one wrong.
We're so determined.
All right, it's not Archie. What was it?
This is a classic filibuster. How's no one calling this?
I'm going to be so mad.
I know.
The X made me used to watch it all the time.
Tommy. Don't do it.
All right. I don't know.
It's Riverdale.
I'm so pissed.
I knew that!
Gen Z.
I'm so pissed.
All right.
Damn it.
Tommy's going to give us some insane question. Yeah, like, what color shoes
was... convoluted.
Yeah.
I can't get over. I'm stunned. I can't get over this one. I feel like I need concussion protocol right now.
Which artist was known as the boss in the 1980s?
Oh, gotta pay the cost to be the boss.
It's a music question. You should get this.
Oh my gosh, what's his name? Is it James Brown or no? That's the hardest working man in showbiz. The boss is the guy that sings Fire. What's the song Fire? Come
Pitbull?
On the hood of Springsteen's car. Bruce Springsteen.
What?
Wow. The way that just played out in your head.
How did you get there? How did they go from
it
James
took a lot
Brown?
Of steps. I thought about Curb Your Enthusiasm, what she was in. He called him the boss in that. I know that 1985 song on the hood of Springsteen's car. That's how I got the name. And James Brown was just a ladder to get
how
there.
How did you know Fire?
I love Fire. I know a cover of it by Whitey Morgan.
The Pointer Sisters made it more famous.
The excitement I had when you initially said James Brown.
Me too.
I was jumping. In my head. Yeah. I was jumping up and down like, oh my God, I can't believe they're not going to get it. All right.
Now it's 12 to
Look,
8.
I have no confidence left. If we didn't get Riverdale right,
I know.
I feel like I am broken right
I
now.
Know.
Broken.
Okay, question.
Can I get a point for helping to raise $300,000?
This is for Gen X. K-pop Demon Hunters is the number one original animated movie ever on Netflix. Oh. And the K-pop girl band in the movie is unseating real K-pop bands on the charts. What is the name of the fictional girl group in K-pop Demon Hunters?
Not Blackpink.
Nope.
It's Pink Black, duh.
Okay, I'm just curious. Abby, Mikey, do you even know this answer?
Jackson tried to make us watch that show. One of the worst things I've ever tried to commit myself to.
I watched the first 4 minutes because my son's so into anime and all that, and I just couldn't do it.
I hate musicals, so no, I don't know.
Tomato sauce.
Pretty close, actually.
Come on, give us a reel.
What is it?
Huntrix.
Obviously, guys. Come on.
Look at you. Look at this. These are two broken Gen Xers.
I am.
Look at us.
Broken. I feel bad. I feel like we're dancing on your graves right now.
It's starting to feel bad. Just beating up an old man.
And we are the ones closer to death. So thanks.
This is for Gen X or Gen Z. What was the slogan that the fast food chain, or actually, what was the restaurant used by the fast food chain that used the slogan, "Where's the beef?"
I Literally, all right, I'll tell you how hard I've tried to research this. I've looked up on ChatGPT. He got this one off ChatGPT because this is one of the questions. If you look up questions for Gen Z about Gen X, and I just can't remember. It's either Arby's or Wendy's or Hardee's or...
I feel like it might be... So, Arby's is, we have the meats.
Yeah, it's not Arby's.
So,
is it Wendy's?
I feel like it could be Wendy's because they prided themselves on having not frozen beef patties.
I would like to submit Wendy's, but I don't want the blame to befall on.
Is that your final answer?
No, wait. What's Hardee's?
That's what I was thinking too, but they're just like a gas station.
We're almost. Not softies. We're Hardee's.
Take a point away from her.
I feel like because
everybody got uncomfortable whenever we said Wendy's, so it might be that.
Let's go with Wendy's. They have the beefs.
Okay. The research paid off. How's that? The research paid off.
Special question. If anyone can answer this, your team will garner 5 points.
No.
This is ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
5 points.
Tommy. What are you going to ask us what the lady's name was?
What was the lady's name in the Where's the Beef commercials?
Love. What was the oldest lady's name in Golden Girls?
That's Estelle. It. Getty, well, that was her real name.
Wait, are we saying actor's name or the lady in the
Sophia.
Commercial?
Sophia.
The lady in the commercial. What was her real name?
Sophia was the, even though she was the youngest actress, right. But she played the oldest Golden Girl.
Britannica.
So, what was her real name?
Estelle Getty was her real name, but her character was Sophia.
That's the only one I got.
Is it Blanche?
Or Betsy Ross?
Betsy, that's what I was thinking. Betsy Ross. Ross. Why thinking
the correct answer was Clara Peller.
Oh, man. Yes.
R.I.P.
All right.
Man, another sad day for the old folk.
Kristen and I, we are looking at each other like we have been broken. We have been broken.
I'm like literally in two right now. So yeah, Gen Z has 13, Gen X has 8. So now we're down by 5.
I do feel like if we do this until you and I are up by 2, that it will be 2048.
There's got to be a mercy rule here.
I think we're getting close.
What's the mercy rule?
Okay, I like this. We have to, in order to stop it, we have to be up by 2.
Yep.
But what's the mercy rule?
In Little League, I think it's 10.
Okay, so if you guys 10. Get up by 10,
okay.
You either got to be, yeah.
All right, deal.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This wasn't going to be for the radio, but because of Kristen's answer, it must be. Just to give you a good example of where the two of us are in our own separate romantic relationships.
You haven't laughed that hard in a while.
It was such a great example. When you were out of the studio, Abby, I said to Kristen, I'm like, look, man, this isn't on the air or anything, but like, at what point did you stop like getting the flutters when Bart like walked in the room, you know? And I was telling her that Amanda and I were with each other for like a year and a half. And I was telling her like, when she tells me that she's coming over to spend the night or I'm going to go see her, when she pulls up, my heart starts to get that little thing, you know?
Aw, isn't that cute? That's really cute.
And we're a year and a half into it, right? So I'm like, am I just being like a stupid eighth grader? Or so tell me, like, when did that happen with you and Bart? Like, when did that stop? And it was 20 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, my husband and I have been together for almost 20 years. And so I was sitting here thinking, and I'm like, when did the flutter go away? And I honestly was unable to pinpoint it, but I straight face looked at Bart and I go, but do you know when I do get the flutter? When I come home and I pull up to the house and his car's not there and I know I get the whole house to myself. That's awful.
That's 20 years versus 24 months or whatever.
Yeah. Abby, sometimes you just need some quiet. And sometimes you just need some alone time. And I would be just the biggest liar if I said there wasn't a day when I pulled up and I looked at the house and his car was gone. And I was like, I have the whole house to myself. Flutter, 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 flutter.
Well, maybe tomorrow for day 82 of Good Goes Round, I can make sure Bart's out of the house for you. But here we are, day 81.
The Burt Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
All right, we're asking you guys, just tell us what you need, man. Big ways, small ways. We want to really help you out. We're calling it Good Goes Around. Hey, Melody, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am fabulous. How are y'all?
Really good. Ask and ye shall receive.
Oh, that's what they say.
Right.
Okay. Are you ready?
We are ready for the ask, right, babe.
Okay, so I have 3 kids. I have 2 boys who are 6 and 8, and I have a little girl who's 2. I know Abby's eye just started twitching after I said that.
The kids.
But my 6-year-old was really excited to play football this year. And we signed him up, got to Dick's Sporting Goods, realized that equipment for children's football is astronomical. Helmets alone are $150 or better. So we decided to take the economical route, borrow a helmet from a family friend, and that way we didn't have to, you know, spend all this money on a sport that we don't even know if he's going to like or not.
Sure.
Turns out he loves it. He was so, he is obsessed with it now. He actually wanted to start playing football because he loves WWE and he really wanted to spear people. We thought this would be the perfect outlet for him. So I get to practice a couple weeks ago, and everybody has these beautiful blue and gold helmets. And it turns out that the team actually spray paints the helmets. Well, that's not going to work for us because we're borrowing a helmet right now. So I was going to bite the bullet and, you know, pay the $150 for it. But then on Saturday, my hot water heater exploded, and now, oh my gosh, it's a mess. So we spent all that money replacing it emergency style on Saturday. We're going through it with the insurance company right now. The deductible is out the roof. So I was hoping that you knew somebody who would donate a helmet to him so he doesn't have to be the only one that doesn't have his spray painted.
Okay, before we even make the ask here, does he really need a football helmet to play football? I mean, can't he just be the one
you
out there?
You know what? That's debatable.
Uh-huh. I mean, these kids are so soft these days. If they just played football without a helmet, that might start to teach them the grit that he really needs to get into the NFL later.
You know, all those reports about CTE, I feel like that's just like fodder for the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, those concussion things don't happen until they're like 16, 17 years.
And that happens with a helmet anyway.
Right? So do you really need
exactly. You're just speeding up the process.
Yes. While we don't know anybody that might have a youth medium helmet, we are going to purchase a youth medium helmet for you. So that is covered. And as far as the spray painting and painting of the helmet goes, Tommy?
Yep, we have a lady that's going to do that. And she has to have the helmet today in order for him to have it on Saturday when they have their first game. So we're going to take care of getting the helmet today, get it spray painted today, and he will have that blue and gold helmet on Saturday.
How's that?
That is amazing. I can't believe y'all are going to do this. Thank you so much.
Absolutely no problem whatsoever.
And what's his team name? Give him a shout out.
So he plays for McEachern with the Cobb Football League.
Oh, man. Now that is McEachern is serious. How old is he?
He is 6.
Okay.
This is his first year.
You got to understand, if you guys haven't gone and seen McEachern's campus, if you didn't know it was a high school, when you're driving by it, you're like, "That what college is that?"
Yeah.
McEachern, that is a tight community right there. So if he's starting here right now and eventually he plays for McEachern High School and we get the bragging rights on that, we'll feel good about it.
Oh, yeah. You'll definitely get some tickets to the NFL game.
Yeah.
We got you. All right. So if you want to go the route where he really needs a helmet to play football, we'll help you with the helmet. We're going to get it spray painted. He's all good to go on for Saturday, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And we appreciate you listening very much.
The Burt Show.
We need your help with Burt's Big Adventure. And I am not even going to hit you up for $1 right now. We need kids. We need families for Burt's Big Adventure 2026. Those applications are open right now. These are for kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses. So if that is your family we're talking about or somebody you even know, remember, we take everybody under the roof, man. And we go VIP all the way. And we've built this amazing special needs community. And we're looking for new families to bring into the Burt's Big Adventure family. family. So we need these kids. We need these applications. So will you do us a favor and point them in the direction of birchbigadventure.org, or you can actually do it yourself. You can nominate a family, and then we do some of the heavy lifting there. But we need kids. We need families. birchbigadventure.org. All right, so no, I don't know that I believe in skinwalkers that we talked about yesterday.
That was odd.
But I do believe in ghosts. Do you believe in skinwalkers?
I actually was surprised that you guys had never heard of them.
I had.
I am kind of on the 50-50 realm of the skinwalker talk. I believe in things that I can actually experience.
Right.
Like Santa and ghosts.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, so Amber here, tell them what you do as your side hustle, and then let's get into this favorite food that a ghost told you that they had. Okay, as I'm rolling my eyes and I want to tell people I believe in ghosts, now maybe not.
Well, I have been a paranormal investigator for a while, like since college, on and off, and I have a YouTube channel called Paranormal Blacktivity. Love that title so much. Anyways, recently, I went to do an investigation in my backyard, which has got like a haunted forest in the backyard. And I went there before at night, did a 3 a.m. alone challenge, and it was terrifying, but I had a great time. But I did it again recently with my best friend, Wes, which you guys have met. Mm-hmm. And it was his first paranormal investigation. It was insane. So when we went back there to do our thing, it was probably about, I would say, about 9 o'clock at night. And then I asked the spirit a question, what is your favorite type of food when you were alive? And that spirit had an answer.
When you were alive, this is kind of a crazy question, but what was your favorite food to eat? I heard pizza.
I like pizza too.
I heard schnitzel.
That's what I heard.
I love a Wiener schnitzel. I heard shrimp. Play it again, Tommy.
Yeah.
When you were alive, this is kind of a crazy question, but what was your favorite food to eat?
Schnitzel.
I heard pizza. I like pizza too.
Absolutely schnitzel.
How did you get pizza?
Where did you get shrimp from?
Where did you get pizza from?
Well, let me tell you what happened here. No, that's only some of the audio. The full video itself comes out this coming Friday on the Paranormal Blacktivity channel. After we heard pizza on the Necrophonic app, I heard pizza again, but this was more of a whisper. So when I was editing, I got to hear it twice. There's just not enough time to show you both of those, but that's for the actual full video. That's why I was surprised.
So you didn't hear like pizza, schnitzel, shrimp, whatever it was
No.
in real time. You were going back over it, yeah. And that's when you heard it.
I listened to the audio evidence. Gosh, it's probably took me about 2 or 3 hours to go through everything.
Okay.
All right, no, I want to hear this again. Now I'm I was listening for pizza, did not hear it, but now I'm going to listen for schnitzel.
It's clear as day.
When you were alive, this is kind of a crazy question, but what was your favorite food to eat?
Yeah,
I heard pizza. I like pizza too.
It's schnitzel.
I still hear pizza.
When you, it's like that green needle thing you see on the web. Okay. I was listening for schnitzel that time, and I've heard it, but I've clearly heard pizza.
Me what? Too.
Look, you guys, we just spent 3 minutes debating what a ghost said on the radio. We just got paid for 3 minutes.
We did. All right. I 1,000% heard schnitzel. I don't know why when I start to say that word, I always think I'm going to say like a bad word. I want to hear it one more time, and let's all really try to listen for the word pizza.
Because we have other audio to play, right?
Yeah, two more.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
When you were alive, this is kind of a crazy question, but what was your favorite food to eat? I heard pizza.
I like pizza too.
Schnitzel, man. That's
the ghost of Captain Von Trapp. Schnitzel.
So we did. I asked another question because this one is kind of more for me because I feel that sometimes my mother has come to visit me, and I've also had other family members who have passed to visit. So I asked the spirit, you know, when you can, do you visit your family members? And that spirit had an answer.
Do you still visit your family when you can?
Yeah.
That says hell yeah.
Okay.
I heard schnitzel.
And that was disembodied.
You're an idiot.
That was a disembodied voice, right? Just out of thin air.
See, the one, because we didn't hear it when we were there. The Necrophonic app was going, but I was paying attention to the K2 meter that was in my hand. And that is a device that's actually used to, I guess, read energies of spirits. They say spirits will use electricity around you to kind of like help themselves. The K2 meter light goes from green all the way to red, which means that the presence is very strong. So when I said, oh, he said, hell yeah, it's because that K2 meter went all the way to red at that time.
So you hadn't heard the voice until you went back and listened to the audio. You can hear plain as day saying, yeah.
Let's hear that again.
Do you still visit your family when you can?
Yeah.
That says hell yeah.
Yeah, Captain Von Trapp is like 12 kids. He's like, I'm busy. I'm booked.
That is clear as day.
Yeah. Now, once again, you're going to want to see the full video on the on the Paranormal Blacktivity channel. We've got one more audio for you. This one, I did hear, but I thought it was my best friend Wes, to which I actually said, yo, what'd you say? Because I thought it was him speaking. But this was, for sure, a disembodied voice, which means it was a voice that I captured without any technological help.
Can you tell us your name if you're here?
Get out.
What'd you say?
I don't say anything.
Ernie?
No, get out.
It's Luigi with a pizza.
Listen to it say, get out.
Can you tell us your name if you're here?
Get out.
What'd you say?
I don't say anything.
What was he says, get out, but what's the next thing he says?
Now, that other thing I could not quite make out. Sometimes I can't really get it together. Yeah. It could be just like the sounds that the Necrophonic app does kind of make, mm-hmm. but I could not make any other word at that time.
I think he said, get out, need schnitzel.
Now I want schnitzel.
Bring me to the schnitzel.
I don't think I've ever had schnitzel.
Me neither.
It's very good. It's like a thin pork patty.
Oh, okay.
Fried.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I haven't lived until you've had the schnitzel.
I have definitely never had schnitzel.
Is this just a California thing? When I grew up, there were Der Wiener schnitzels.
I don't even know if that's a California thing. Is that
Tommy will know
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it is.
It's a Der Wiener schnitzel. Yeah, it's a California thing. They sell hot dogs and schnitzel.
Oh, so it's like a
fast food.
Oh, it's called Wiener schnitzel?
Der Wiener schnitzel, yeah.
Der Wiener.
Der Wiener schnitzel.
Der Wiener schnitzel. I'm not even going to attempt to say it anymore.
The Bert Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.